Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. The state's largest farm organization is closely watching the 2018 Farm Bill negotiations. Kentucky Farm Bureau First Vice President Eddie Melton says it's important for the new Farm Bill to be in place before the existing bill expires in September.
We would like to see it get completed on time. You know, the current Farm Bill expires on September the 30th, so we're hoping that that the conference committees can get together and work out the differences in the House bill and the Senate bill, and they can come to agreement that we can get a bill passed on time.
Melton adds maintaining crop insurance is a priority.
We had a Farm Bill working group that spent the better part of a year and took each title of the Farm Bill and worked through that. And probably crop insurance was the one piece that we felt like that we had to maintain crop insurance of where we were currently at.
He says a new Farm Bill will ensure prices that determine ARC and PLC payments are set at an acceptable level for farmers.
Prices this year were set back in February. Well, they were set in March over the February prices. So the price that was the guaranteed price that was set then is much better than it is now. But moving forward into this next Farm Bill, it will be a difference from where we are today.
We'll have more in a moment.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, that is excellent.
Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce, we feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
First Vice President Eddie Melton notes missing the deadline could be a significant change for agriculture.
If we don't meet the September 30th deadline, you know, we just don't continue under, unless they do an extension, we don't continue under the previous Farm Bill. You know, we revert back to that 1942 version of the Farm Bill. And so that'll be quite a drastic change if they don't do an extension or get a bill.
He notes the appointment of 1st District Congressman James Comer to the conference committee is certainly a plus for Kentucky.
We're really excited that Congressman Comer was put on the House conference committee. So we're excited to have my congressman that's going to be serving on that. So we're excited about that. Leader McConnell will be announcing the conferees for the Senate. We'll be excited to see who he puts on the committee.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.